Bus Boom and Wolf. You can hear them online at DecaturRadio.com, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Now broadcasting live from the Subway Central Park Studios, located at 410 North Water Street in Decatur. Here are two guys who are guaranteed to get the conversation started. Now here's Scott and Doug.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. It is 6:28. And it's time for Herb Talk.
Herb Talk. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm beyond help, but I'm happy.
Give your disclaimer, and then we're going to talk about essential oils.
All right, Doug, here we go. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
All right. So you were telling me that essential oils and that kind of thing is good for scaring off bugs?
We have the prepackaged blends of, like, you know, Bug Off and this and that. We sell quite a bit of it. They're all natural. They don't have any chemicals or DEET, the neurotoxin or anything like that in them. And they're really pretty effective. But a lot of our customers are coming out, and of course, we have a huge selection of fragrant and essential oils, probably the largest one in Central Illinois. We've been in the fragrance industry ever since the business started over 41 years ago. I actually have U.S. patents on fragrances. I've got a couple of them. I have a utility patent with over 70 claims, an international patent. I bet you didn't know that about me, did you, Doug?
You've told us many times.
Oh, have I?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So
you already knew that I'm an inventor. That's another thing that's... Anyway, so
everybody and it seems like their brother is talking about getting rid of the bugs, whether it's, you know, on the patio or whether it's on in the yard. How do they go about doing it? What is some of the things you've got that you could use to scare them off?
Well, there's a number of different ways. Actually, really don't want to be putting a lot of chemicals on your body, because anything you put on your body, you're going to absorb by 50%. The fragrant and essential oils, of course, much, much safer to use. And essential oil is an oil that comes from one pure, true botanical source. So if you have, let's say, eucalyptus, that comes from the eucalyptus tree. Eucalyptus is one of those that is really good. Tea tree. There's lemongrass. You were talking a little bit about that, Scott, earlier. Lemongrass is phenomenal. Citronella. I think people are familiar. It's been around for 2,000 years. It is a known insect repellent. They do not like that.
We get those citronella candles.
Yeah.
And you light them.
Right. And
those work, you think?
They help. Actually, the niacin, if you take niacin, supposedly that gives you kind of a yeasty scent, and the mosquitoes don't like that. So there's a number of things you can kind of layer. I actually make a product that's called Mosquito Magic. We have Nature Barrier, which is a corncob-based product, which has over 30 different fragrant and essential oils in it that will put out a scent to really confuse the mosquitoes. Of course, you have to put it down and wait about 20 minutes, and then it provides a barrier, and they can't really find you. Mosquitoes are attracted to your heat, to your CO2, and certain scents. So if you can get them confused, they're going to go hit your neighbor rather than you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you don't like your neighbors. I love my neighbors. But... the chiggers, the ticks, the fleas. Now, the fleas, we haven't been hearing too much about the fleas yet, but look out. We actually have wafers, a yeast-based, garlic-based wafer that the dogs and cats can eat, particularly the dogs. It's extremely effective. That, again, puts out kind of a weird scent that the mosquitoes don't like.
What about vanilla?
Vanilla is another one. In fact, that is one of the compounds that we use in a blend. And again, if you don't want to take the time to come into Merry Man and maybe make your own blend, and we kind of recommend the citronella, the lemongrass, the eucalyptus. We even have a lemon eucalyptus. Sometimes people will throw like a lavender or a pennyroyal or a vanilla. You know, you may have something that kind of works with you to cover up your scent. Because, I mean, you know,
on your skin, or what do you do with
it? We have little bottles, little spray bottles. You blend your own. You can dilute it. That's a very good question, Doug. You can dilute it with, I usually use vodka because it's very inexpensive, you know, like an alcohol. I prefer not to use rubbing alcohol because I think just the ethanol is safer and better. And you can spray it on your clothes, right? Particularly like with chiggers, you can spray your shoes and around your ankles. And again, with the ticks. And we've seen great success with certain blends. And again, you can buy the prepackaged blend if you don't want to mess with that. Some of them are a little bit better than others. We've got a couple of them that move really well. But we have found the best success with people coming in and making the high-potency blend with our oils. In fact, we use and again, Liz wanted me to tell everybody, the citronella, the lemongrass, and the eucalyptus, those have been, and there's a geranium base that's really good too. That has been a phenomenal blend for, and we use it in the garden because, you know, our gardeners are out there all the time, and I'm out there working, and particularly after the rains that we've had, the mosquitoes are really kind of nasty right now, particularly later in the evening.
They're the size of sparrows.
Yeah, they're hungry too, so...
Now, you know, as people are thinking ahead to obviously to next year, maybe scamming something this year yet, if possible, are there plants that you can put out that will scare them off?
Yes, awesome. The geranium, the scented geranium, there's a citronella geranium. It's commonly known as the citronella plant because a true citronella plant does not grow well in this part of the world. But, yes, the scented geranium. And, by the way, segue a little bit, we have all our plants on sale, the 3.5-inch pot, they're all on sale for $1. We still have some marigolds, and there's still a few mints and things left. So if you want to come out and fill in a little bit, this is probably, this weekend's going to be your last chance, I think, to really get the herbs in the garden. Because after that, they're just not going to winter. They're not going to do well. So we have them all for $1. Come on out. Fill up. You know, if you've got a spot still left in the garden that you want to fill in with some pretty flowers, or maybe we don't have any vegetables left, unfortunately. But, oh, by the way, zucchini. We've got gorgeous zucchini. We have some, the larger ones, I mean, they'll get huge, but we've been harvesting the smaller ones because people don't like the seeds and they like the zucchinis a little bit smaller. We do have a couple of the bigger ones that we always harvest every day. We let a few get larger because a lot of people like to make zucchini bread, or there's this recipe, and you might want to ask Liz about it, but you de-seed it, and then you put sausage and some other really potatoes and some really cool stuff inside the zucchini and cook it. It makes a really good, like a zucchini loaf type thing, and that's an awesome thing that you can do too. So we've got the organic zucchini. We're starting to get some of the hot peppers coming in, and a few cucumbers. We got some cucumbers coming on, all organic out at Merryman, and very soon, and I will bring you some in because I promised you, because somebody came out and bought your plants out. We had it hidden back, said for Scott Busboom. We have had a note on it. They took the note off and went in and bought your plants, Scott. So I'm going to bring you, I will bring you,
that's
for
what you
free
get for dragging your feet.
I will bring you some of the big beefy boy, the big huge tomatoes. Once, and they're starting, we're starting to get tomatoes. They haven't, they're fixing to turn, you know, and get red and
they're
everything.
They're fixing to turn.
They're fixing to turn, yes.
Yeah, they, you know what, and when they fix to turn, they're pretty good.
Oh my gosh, yeah, and those big, I can't wait for the BLTs. And oh. I don't use a lot of bacon. I use just a little bit because I love bacon, but it's supposedly not the best thing for you. So I put, I like that flavor. I like the bacon. And I'll put that on there, and then the or big organic, huge, and usually some of these are as big as your bread, the slice of tomato, huge slice of tomato, and then, of course, I like to add just a little touch of, like, maybe even we have a salad dressing that is a Vidalia onion poppy corn instead of mayonnaise or something. I put that on there.
See,
oh, my gosh.
Adds. I'm a straight tomato on bread with mayo. That's me.
And no lettuce?
No, I don't want lettuce.
Okay, I like lettuce and bacon, and then I put this, our special dressing, which is ubered up, so much better than
the
just
tomatoes are so good. Why ruin it with lettuce?
Well, lettuce is good for you, dog. And it adds that little extra crunch. It's the mouthfeel.
The tomato's good for you. I don't need a crunch. I don't need a mouthfeel.
Have you ever had a big slice of tomato with a little bit of celery salt on it? Oh my gosh, that is the bomb. Just a little bit of salt that really brings out those deep flavors. And again, an organic tomato out of Merryman is going to have flavors that you've probably, gorgeous tomato flavors you've probably never tasted before. You're not going to eat like a, you know, I hate buying spongy tomatoes and with no flavor.
I'm going to end up and I'm going to cook a pound of bacon because I'm going to live reckless.
There you go.
And then
okay.
I'm going to be ready for when they come.
All right. Very good. I will assume, and I think
you're going to live reckless by eating a tomato.
No, I said
no. The
pound of bacon.
A pound of bacon.
That's right.
That's a lot of bacon there.
You're
that's
out of control bacon. This morning. I
guess. I'm going to live reckless.
Oh, so the Fairy Garden Tea Party went really well. We will be taking
sign.
Yes, it was phenomenal.
Did people have fun?
They had a blast.
Did you have fun?
Oh yeah.
Did you dress up like a fairy?
No, I did not. I'm probably going to dress up like a troll or something next year. I don't know. I need to get
but
more
you had
in
fun.
Oh, we have a blast. And the food was phenomenal. It's all
See,
gone.
You got to
it
use.
It is all
that's fine,
gone.
Because you ate it all.
I did. I said, well, I could give this to Doug, but no, I'm going to eat it.
You had your big new oven and stove?
Yeah.
How'd that work?
Oh, my gosh. All the food. Oh, Liz is loving that the big new stove and oven. She's loving
it. So when are we going to see the Mike King all-natural restaurant?
I don't know. We've been talking about maybe opening up on Fridays and serving different gourmet natural meals. We used to do that. We used to do like Wednesday and Friday when Barb Wall was working with us. And, of course, she later on opened up the Cow Depot.
I happen to know a place that's right around the corner from you that's yes. on 48 that's yeah. empty. That would be a great place for the Herb Talk Cafe.
Where?
There you go.
Right. It's right. It's on 48, literally right around the corner from
you. Yeah, it was one of the bars. I think it used to be Last Chance Bar or something. Yeah.
Mel's Beer Shed?
Yeah, I think it was years ago.
Whatever it was.
I was in there when it was Mel's Beer Shed.
We're going to have them drive around the corner, come out to Merryman, enjoy the gardens, the pavilion. Oh, my gosh. The garden is phenomenal. We've been really working hard. Almost all the weeds are gone. We've got all the new plants in, the signs. It's cleaned up. We've got the pavilion all remodeled. We're doing groups. Give us a call. We do luncheons, teas, and tours. You can bring a group out of a minimum of about 8 people. We have a minimum charge of $100, so we charge $10 per person, and that includes the tour, the lunch, everything. It's a really bargain. You know, you get the berry tea, the herbal crepe sandwich, and a lot of other, the dessert. Usually we have the chocolate mousse and the little cookies, which you guys have sampled. We're having groups. You can give us a call. You can go to our website, www.merryman.com. Take a look, and maybe we got a group coming out. They just called us earlier this week, and they're like, can we come out Friday? And it's like, yeah. So we got a group tomorrow. We got a tour group tomorrow coming out for the herbal crepe sandwich and the tour.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. It is 6:40, Bus Boom and Wolf. It is Herb Talk with Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm, and we'll come back and have more coming up next on Talk 101.
Decatur Memorial Hospital, leading the search for better health. You want people you can trust for your health care. We'll be there. We're leading the search, that's what we do. You talk to us, we listen to you. When it comes to your health care, we've got a plan. Decatur Memorial Hospital, leading the search for better health.
When the job has to get done now, go with the Masterforce Brushless Drill and Driver. It gives 1.5 times the battery life. Masterforce, right performance, right price. Available at Menards.
Nashville. Music City.
All right.
The town has this energy. You never know who you're going to bump into.
We moved to Nashville, and I started singing in clubs 5 nights a week.
On any given night, you can go to the End and watch a show. You go to Tootsie's and watch a show. You go to Exit Inn, you go to the Ryman.
They're sick musicians and sick singers. It doesn't surprise me, it's Music City.
Nashville.
Visit MusicCity.com.
Here it is, Racer. Bacon Speedway. As fun, exciting wheels and wheel racing. Every Saturday night at Bacon Speedway. Bring the entire family out to the area's premier motorsports facility. Located in Bacon, Illinois, just 9 miles south of Decatur on US 51. It's stock car racing at its very best. On the fast 1/5 mile high banked oval. Every Saturday night.
It's diesel trucks and race cars at Macon Speedway this Saturday night. Don't miss Caterpillar and Pabst Blue Ribbon Diesel Truck Night presented by the Truck Stop in Decatur, featuring the Ed Kane Trucking Hornet Challenge with $1,000 to the winner, plus Decatur Building Trades Pro Late Models, the BillingsleyReward.com Modifieds, B-Mods and Street Stocks, and $2 Pabst Cans during the 5 to 7 o'clock happy hour this Saturday night at Macon Speedway. Friday night at Lincoln Speedway, it's the War Non-Wing Sprint Cars and the $1,000 to win Ed Kane Trucking Hornet Challenge.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need
the edge.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur, Talk 101 FM. And of course it is
Herb Talk.
All right, so you have introduced a new product. Thought it might be a good idea to get all of this, get all this done.
Yes, I'm kind of speechless. It's our new libido product, Camphoria parviflora. It's known as black ginger, And we're finding not only is it helping the male libido, but we're getting testimonials and information from the females. So it's good for both men and women. Bottom line, it gives you a lot more energy. And people like that. And there's no negative side effects. Actually, it's, you know, anti-carcinogenic, antioxidant. There's a lot of positive benefits. Again, everybody likes energy. A lot of the people that do that work out and so forth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Weightlifters and stuff like that. It's very beneficial because it gives you that drive to want to do something. Just like my old story about, you know, the guy that's bought a bunch of libido stuff. And sure. He's like, well, I cleaned the garage and mowed the lawn and cleaned out my basement. My wife was really happy, and that helped with everything else, too. Yeah. So it's very inexpensive. I think we still have it for like $16.79 a bottle. We are selling massive amounts. We do have some individuals that come in and buy two or three bottles at a time because it is so inexpensive. It's very safe. You're not going to go blind like we talked about, you know, the pharmaceuticals. And it's not going to increase your incidence of cancer. Actually, I was reading a study the other day. It helps to lower the BPH. So it helps to, as you get older, men that are over 50, their prostate enlarges and they start having problems and worry about prostate cancer. And then they have problems with urination and so forth. This helps with that. So not only is it going to help with your libido and your energy, it's going to also help with your prostate and the cancer and so forth. And I would kind of think, because breast tissue and prostate tissue are analogous or very similar tissues, they're both fluid producing, it may, and I've read some things, I know it's also read in other studies, very good for uterine cancers. So this may be something beneficial too for the breast cancer. So it has no negative side effects. You will have a lot more energy. I like to precaution people to just to take one. Make sure that, you know, you're not like in the middle of work or something like that. Take one, kind of see what it does. Get used to it because it is very effective with most people. Doug. Hello, Doug.
Maybe take one before you go home at night.
You could do that. And again, it's not one of these things. You could take it before you like go to bed or go to sleep. It's not going to keep you like awake or wired. It's not like drinking
coffee.
Gives you
a lot of energy, but it doesn't keep you awake.
Exactly. It gives you that drive, but it does. You could still sleep. It does. It's not like a caffeine where you're like, bing, awake. You know, it just, it's not going to keep you up all night. It's not going to do that. So that's what I like about it. It does have, you don't have a headache the next day. You don't have any negative side effects. But it's one of these things that is, you want to be careful. I've had a few people take two. Now, according to the clinical studies and the science, you could take up to 13 and a half of these pills without any negative side effects. And again, at a very high dose, they did encounter some individuals that had a little bit of a heart palpitation and sweating. Kind of go figure, because, I mean, it is very stimulatory for your circulatory
system.
Why
would anybody take 13 of them?
Doug, do you know about people? Do you know some people, one is good
they taste
and
like gummy bears?
20 is gooder? No, they don't have any taste to them. But they're kind of a purplish in color, and I think that's from the ginger, the color of it. But we're selling a lot of it. People are very happy. I'm okay with the testimonials to a point. I mean, I'm learning things now that I didn't know could happen, so it's been very interesting. But, hey, Mike, guess what? I'm like, oh, okay. I'll tell you guys later if you want to hear any about
it. Well, yeah, off the air.
Off the air. I definitely can't say anything on the air. But it's a good product. So far, we haven't had. And, you know, there's some people that said, well, you know, it just gave me some energy. But so far, we've had some really good responses. People are very excited about it. It's seems to be a great product. You can take it along with maca is another one. And I take maca for energy instead of drinking coffee and so forth. So it's one of these things, you know, maca with the, and I'll just call it black ginger instead of the scientific name. Although you kind of like that, don't you? The Campheria.
Oh, yeah, I like it when you
parviflora.
Talk
to her. Okay. So, but it's a great product. We're selling a lot of it. People are very happy. It's extremely inexpensive. I think last time I checked, it was only like $16.79. I'm sure it's always going to be, you know, under $20. And again, out at Merryman, remember, if you buy one supplement, you can ask for a coupon and get the second one at 25% off, even if it's on sale. So we have some of the lowest prices around. People come in And a lot of times, you know, with our curcumin products, we can't even advertise those because we got such a great price on it. And if you use the coupons, we're lower than anything you could ever find on the web or anywhere around the world. And people will come in and they will buy massive quantities of products. I mean, they'll see, like, if they're from out of town, they'll be like, well, I'm buying a half a dozen of these. So that's fine. We love it. I mean, clear our shelves because we can fill them right back up very rapidly.
All right. So the other the question is that if you take this stuff, this herbal
black ginger, we'll call it black ginger.
Yeah. You know, can you take that for multiple days, or do you need to kind of lay off of that?
No. I personally have been taking one every day, just one. Sometimes I'll skip a day, you know, but I do it for the energy part. Okay. I'm taking it for energy.
Hold on.
Just like the maca.
Hold on.
Yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But it's one of those things that I feel like I'm 17 in a lot of ways. And, you know, people are kind of noticing. They're like, wow, Mike, you've got so much energy. And I'm like, yeah. You know, I take a lot of supplements, and this is one of the things I've added in the regimen, but your body will kind of get used to it. The first time you take it, look out. I mean, I had an effect for about 4 days after the first. I took one, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't take any more. But now it's, you know, one a day. Precaution about taking more than two. I don't know of anybody that's taken more than two. Supposedly, again, according to clinical studies, you could take probably 13 or 14 of them. I wouldn't do that. You might, if you're a really big person, you know, sometimes you might want to take a little bit more, maybe three or something. But again, it's women are having a great effect, men, and it's something that's inexpensive, safe, and it's anti-carcinogenic. It's antioxidant, and I can't say enough good things about it. I mean, we are selling it basically by the gross.
Well, that's the way we like to see it go. I mean, happy people happy customers are repeat customers. So
they are. And then, of course, the curcumin products are hot. The CBD products are hot right now. And, of course, we have everything, a plethora of everything. I mean, the vitamins, and we have a lot of gourmet foods and teas and all kinds of different things. Right now, we're selling a lot of the liquid drinks. You know, we've got the electrolytes, which are really good. If you're out there sweating, we got a really phenomenal watermelon coconut blend drink. It's an electrolyte drink, and like if you're getting a headache or you're not feeling quite right, maybe a little heart palpitation or shaky, you're needing those electrolytes. You've been out sweating, working out, and taking that a couple times a week. I'm not a big proponent of some of the other products that are out there that, you know, have a lot of chemicals and things. These are natural, and they're holistic, and that's another thing. I know people realize you really need to get a good holistic botanically based, you know, like vitamin C, ascorbic acid, that's an isolate. That's not really, technically it's considered a vitamin C, but there's so many other compounds in the fruits and vegetables that follow with that ascorbic acid, that vitamin C, that really make it up and make it effective. So when you get a whole food, which is what we're really selling now, you're going to get a completely different effect than, you know, an isolate, you know, chemical, artificial, isolate, unnatural, than the God-given nutrients.
All right, before we let you get out of here, tell folks where you're located at.
We're located at 1405 Merryman Lane in Decatur, Illinois. You can find us at www.merryman.com. We are open daily, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sundays. You can find us on Facebook at Merryman Herbs with an S, and give us a call at 217-429-1555. We'd really like to hear from you. And again, come on out, enjoy the gardens. They're beautiful right now. We've got the pavilion. You can even, if you want, you know, you can come out and have lunch or something like that. We got fans running in the pavilion too, the big ceiling fans. So there's always a nice cool breeze, air. It's kind of on top of the hill anyway. And you can overlook the gardens and sit there and relax. And we have a lot of people coming out and enjoying that. And then, of course, always come out to shop. We love that. That's our most favorite thing.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
A lot of information.
Well, thank you.
And you know what?
What?
If you're going to be there today to help people if they got questions.
Yeah, I'm there most of the time, unless I'm out, you know, I'm doing radio or something like that. But yeah, I'm there, and I do appointments if you want to come in and really get my full undivided attention. I don't charge for it. I can do a consultation if you want me to, like, look at your vitamins and make sure you're not duplicating something, or give you an analog for a pharmaceutical that you want to talk to your doctor about. I can give you alternatives and educate you. Again, I can't prescribe or diagnose, but I can definitely educate you. And we've got the white flashing lights. I think it's time for me
get out
to go. Bye, Doug.
Keep it up, Mike.
Bye.
See you,
bye,
Mike.
Bye, Scott.
God almighty.
You had to do that, Doug.
I just said, have a nice day.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Bye, kids.
Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm, as he joins us each and every day.